other engagement activities. So in addition to those meetings, they would show up at maybe a wellness fair or whatever, and had a number of outreach events specifically held specifically for the One McKinney 2040 Comprehensive Plan Initiative. The planning team also recognized the importance of engaging with the community at other events in the city. And then they have plan adoption. So they, in this summary, they don't even mention the actual legally required public hearings. They just go through all the public hearings they had besides those. So as you can see, there were a lot of hearings in adoption. And this, I would say this was not in any way atypical, that you could expect at least that many public hearings. So what is a comprehensive plan? First of all, it's not zoning. So if a comprehensive plan is adopted in your city today, and it shows property as being commercial, but currently that property is being used and is zoned residential, upon adoption of the comprehensive plan, nothing changes for that property. It's still residential. So it's not the zoning itself. It's showing where they anticipate the future of that property. So what it is, and quoting from a court case that defines it, is a guideline that sets land use policy for a municipality and provides the framework for zoning and development decisions. A plan should be monitored on an annual basis and amended every 3 to 5 years to reflect changing conditions in the community. Under state law, once a comprehensive plan is in place, all zoning decisions must be consistent with the plan. Now, we're going to come back to a couple of things, but I will say that 3 to 5 years, that's a specific situation with that particular city. But let's look at what, just for the comprehensive plan, some of the key words that the court used in defining the plan. They talked about it being a guideline, that it sets land use policy. It's not an ordinance. It's not the law. It's setting land use policy. They're providing a framework, and the eventual ordinances need to be consistent. So zoning, future zoning decisions need to be consistent with it. Elements is a word that if you're not at all familiar with comprehensive plans, they'll talk about the comprehensive plan elements. Elements is like a word for sections in the comprehensive plan. So elements of a comprehensive plan include in 213.002 of the local government code, it states that it can, the comprehensive plan may include provisions on land use, transportation, and public facilities. So a lot of times I think people just picture the comprehensive plan as being completely just zoning, but it really has evolved. And at one time, maybe that's how they were, but it really has evolved to provide a more complete view of your city, of your, where your city is going. And so, like I said, that's the Texas statute. In other states, they have a lot more requirements than Texas. So, for example, some other states mention, some other states mention a lot more behind the transportation plan than Texas does. They'll talk about development of new roadways, bicycle accommodations, pedestrian accommodations, railways, bridges, waterways and ports, airports, public transportation, mass transit corridors, and a map that ties all that together. So that's just the transportation element can have a lot of sub-elements, if you will. But other elements that we see in other states include affordable housing, conservation and open space, noise limits, some safety requirements. For example, depending on where your city is, you may have some specific risk associated with the area that you are in, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, and fire risk, mudslides. So it might cover those. And energy elements, including energy infrastructure. And this is true even for cities that don't have an MOU or a municipally owned utility. They'll still discuss where they see that, how they see the electric and gas infrastructure developing. Identification of sanitary and improvement districts. Also include a strategy for broadband infrastructure. In Texas, cities don't build that out themselves, but you might want to include where you see that going or picture that going. You could get input from your utility. In other states, as I said, these things are required, and that is actually required in some states. community goals and objectives, a description of policies, regulations, and other measures to help achieve community goals, a strategy for the development of public infrastructure,